I told him I knew where the stale set him. He says it's alive. I says very much alive a while ago. He won't know where it was, and I described up there in that store. Well, he went up, and I got in the wagon and went back to the farm. And he went up there, and he went in the store, and he come in, and Uncle Jack asked him, he didn't get up to wait on him. He said, something for you? And he said, no, I'm just looking around. And he looked around till he got looking under the counters. Uh-huh. Uncle Jack got up and said, I don't know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
He said that there's a report to me that there's a live still up here about the middle of this house. He says, they are. My name's Jack Still.
Yeah.
And that made that man mad, and he come back downtown and hunted lock him up because he had pulled that prank on him. I ought to have been hung a dozen times.
Well, while we were talking about stills, do you have any names for the kind of illegal stuff that you make in stills? What would you call it?
Moonshine.
Any other names for it?
Well, they call it Popskull and Wildcat, and I don't know what all.
Did they ever have any around here? Was that done much?
Do you want it now? Or do you want to wait till dark before it's delivered?
Oh, I see. It's still a going industry, is it?
Yeah. Weston County is known for its wildcat.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
And we don't have nothing like it compared to what we used to have. And got to where people rather buy bonded whiskey because they know what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
So much of the whiskey now, they have to have it fermented.
Mm-hmm.
And they use red devil lye to ferment it,
mm.
And horse manure.
Ugh.
And do you want a drink now?
No, thank you very much. Now, I always thought of illegal whiskey and so forth as being back in the days of Prohibition, when it wasn't legal at all.
Well, in dry counties, it's not legal now, just like it was then. And
is this a dry county?
And Winston County is a dry county.
Oh, okay.
See, Alabama, after the Prohibition come on, has never went statewide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for a while, it was six or seven counties.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, I don't know, I imagine it's up in the 20 counties now that's what we call wet in Alabama. Alma, do you know how many counties it sells whiskey now in Alabama?
No, I don't. I'd like to know. I just know that Birmingham's wet in it. Sure enough.
Probably
Mobile's
big,
wet.
Big cities, probably.
Yeah, all the big cities are. Tuscaloosa's wet. But now Cullman's dry. Halo, Winston's dry. Now, a Lauderdale and those, some, one or two of those counties are wet, but the one that Florence is in is dry because they have to go to Tennessee after the liquor.
That's Lauderdale.
Coffee. No. Oh, Florence is in Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You're saying a Coffee Memorial.
Yeah.
When you said Coffee,
yeah.
I refer to that county up there as Coffee lots of time when it is Lauderdale. Coffee County is in South Alabama.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm.
Mance Buchanan used to make whiskey and sold it. And the way he made it, he got a gallon of pure whiskey, 60-gallon barrel of water, and a box of brown mule tobacco and mixed together. And he called it what and why I got get home if he could, if you drank it.
Mm.
Now, is that so?
Yeah.
That's true.
You remember Buchanan used to live out here on that Pebble?
Yeah, yeah. I heard that. I don't know him.
Yeah. That sounds true. I believe it.
I'll tell you a little something about that man's book and it made that. He got to drinking there one day and eat a bait of watermelons. And that made him sick. And he thought he was going to die and he called a doctor.